on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Well, he's now part of Fox Sports rugby team, and he's joined us on the line this morning, Drew Mitchell. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, going very well, mate. More importantly, what's going on with the Waratahs?
Yeah, it's a disappointing result for them over the weekend, losing to the Sunwolves, and I think a couple of decisions around the rotation of players, but also perhaps not giving those guys that came in for the likes of Bernard Foley and Adam Ashley Cooper enough time in the earlier stages of the season. So Mac Mason came in at number 10, and to be fair, had a pretty tough night. But like I said, he'd been on the bench for each of the five games prior to that game, and only got 4 minutes of game time. So obviously not enough faith shown in him to give him the confidence to go out there and really own that game like he probably should have.
See, the problem currently is that a bloke like Max Mason, they assure me, people who know, he's the second best fly half, right, at the Waratahs. But he doesn't get any time to play. When does he get experience? I mean, he's 22, 23 years of age and he doesn't play.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's just more about managing it a little bit better with Bernard Foley rather than him playing 80 minutes every game.
Sure.
They probably need to, you know, start bringing on Mac Mason and putting some faith in him to go out and close out a game, because I think, you know, more psychologically for him, there's been a couple of games where they've been in the balance, the Hurricanes in round one, was one example. The Crusaders as well, where they just didn't put him on. They didn't have the faith in him to do it. And then on Saturday night, again, when the game was in the balance with about 20 minutes to go, they then pulled him off and put Kirtley Beale to 10. So for this guy, he's getting batted around a little bit for confidence-wise, you know, with them not showing a great deal of faith in him.
Yeah, that's no good for his development. Now, Drew, TK and I, we discussed this on the program last week, the rotation policy, and we understand it and we get it because it's a World Cup year. But surely the Waratahs didn't need to rest a couple of their players for this game, given off the back of the Crusaders. Sunwolves are a team they needed to beat. If you weaken them against the Sunwolves, you give them a better chance of beating you. And given that, you know, they nearly beat the Waratahs only a few weeks ago over there in Japan, you know, I understand you've got to rest these players, but I don't believe it was the right game to do it.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I tend to agree there. I mean, a lot of it's obviously a bit in hindsight, but I think, especially with the way that the competition's set up, you've got to win your Aussie conference games. You know, for the Waratahs, they'd be looking to try and top the Australian conference, and it's important for them to win all those games within their conference. I think maybe if you're going to rest some players, maybe do it in your away games against some of your South African or your Kiwi teams that aren't in our conference, and put you in a better position to top the Aussie conference.
Well, we're all singing from the same hymn sheet there. Rebels have now won four of their six matches, so they sit on top of the Aussie conference. The Waratahs have only won three of their six matches, mate. So the Melbourne Rebels, Quade Cooper, he hasn't been a revelation because we all know how he plays, but he had to play club rugby because Brad Thorne didn't see him as fitting into that Queensland culture. He's come back with a bang, hasn't he?
Oh, he certainly has. The way he's gone about it, I've been really impressed with. Like you said, last year almost exiled him to club footy. He could have made the decision just to go overseas and earn some big cash over there and players traded at a higher level of rugby. Instead, just stuck it out through club rugby. He knew that someone was eventually going to want him here in Australia, and that's turned out to be the Melbourne Rebels, and linked up with his old mate, Willie Genya, at halfback. And they've just formed a combination as if it was 2011 again when they won the competition for the Reds. So they're most certainly the form team within the Australian Conference and arguably one of the better attacking teams in the entire competition.
Well, where does that leave Quade in regards to Wallaby selection, Drew? Because surely he's either the best or the second best fly half we have.
Yeah, well, that's it. I think for a couple of years now, Bernard Foley's been sitting in that 10 position without a huge amount of pressure on him. Whereas now, Quade Cooper is, you know, arguably probably in front of him on form. And that also goes with, you know, the way that Quade plays, he plays really flat at the line, but he needs quick ball, and his forwards are giving him that. They're quite dominant at the moment, getting quick ball at ruck time, and that's allowing him to play right up on the defensive line. And that's just, you know, when you see the best of Quade Cooper. So, you know, if he can continue this form, I would say that he'd have to Well, he'll definitely feature in the gold jersey this year. Michael Cech has already picked him for one of the extended Wallaby camps earlier in, like only just a few weeks ago, so he's certainly on the radar.
So what does it say about Brad Thorne? I'm just trying to get my head, because Quade was dropped from the Queensland squad even before a ball was kicked.
Yeah,
is my recollection, right? So he wasn't even like given a chance by Brad to prove himself or not prove himself. And is he on the right track, Brad, or not?
Well, I mean, it was a bold decision. There's a number of players really experienced that he moved on. Other players for different reasons, some off-field indiscretions and things. But with Quade, he knew he was the path player. He just started it more as a cultural thing. Didn't think he was going to fit into the culture that Brad Thorne was trying to develop there. And I think from a rugby point of view, it's not been a decision that's working that well for Brad Thorne, given that the positions that they're lacking probably the most are in the halves and also experience as well. So, but I guess from a cultural point of view, it's hard to really judge that from the outside. It's going to be that'd be something that Brad Thorne and the players at Queensland will know whether it's a culture that they've wanted to pursue.
Hey, Drew, how are we tracking for the World Cup, mate? Are you happy with the way that all our players are playing, or can they be in better form? Is there players that have disappointed you so far this season? Is there guys that have exceeded your expectation? Overall, how are we looking?
I think overall we're in a far better position than this time last year. I think all of our Super Rugby teams are performing on a much greater level and competing as well, like not just, like the individuals, but, we're going out there. This time last year, we were talking about how we hadn't beaten a Kiwi team in 40-something games and there was a hoodoo and all the rest of it, whereas, there's no mention of that now. There's Australian teams beating New Zealand teams quite regularly. Not every single time they go out there by any means, but it's still, we're in a position now where we're competing and we're going on in those games that we'd be in the fight with and normally go on and lose the match. But, the guys are going out there and winning those tight ones. So I think overall we're in a much better position. It's just about, come Wallaby camp time, getting them on the same page as quickly as possible.
Now, Drew, you're an ambassador for the Canberra Times Australian Running Festival. Now, that's taking place April 14. It's April 1, so it's only 2 weeks away. Mate, are you ready? Because you did the New York Marathon, did you?
Yeah, I did the New York Marathon last November. So
wow.
Just since retiring, I just like to kind of commit to something like that just to keep me honest and keep me in some sort of shape, because otherwise I'd blow out pretty quickly.
At what time did you run in the New York Marathon?
Around 4 hours or something. It took me a long time.
Oh,
preparation,
wow.
and training wasn't my strong point, but the tapering off before it was. But I enjoy the challenge. Obviously, with being a former rugby player, everything's done in sort of intervals and shorter spurts. And I've never really been an individual kind of athlete or the long distance sort of stuff. So the mental challenge for me is a nice one, just to kind of, don't listen to that little voice that's telling you to stop and just continue going away. Like, it's not so much for me trying to beat any times. It's just trying to silence that little voice in your head that's telling you to stop.
What was the toughest part of the marathon? Was it the last sort of 2K, the last 20, or the start?
Yeah. I'd only gone to 21Ks in my training, so only halfway. So literally, I passed the halfway mark and it was all foreign territory for me. But
right.
There was one point I turned, I think it was maybe, we turned a corner up too low towards Central Park, and it was about 5 kilometres of a straight line. And all I could see was just like a sea of people, and it was all a steady up, like incline.
Oh,
and that really broke my spirit when I turned that corner.
Yeah. That's where you get one of those cabs.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't even have my wallet on me. Don't worry, across the line.
How long did it take you to recover?
A number of days. I stayed another couple of nights, one night in New York and then a couple in LA. And then by the time I got home, I was okay.
Okay, just a quick one, mate. Of what you've seen, who finishes on top of the Aussie conference?
From what I've seen, I'd say the Melbourne Rebels will finish on top. I think they've got a deep squad, and that's important.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about with this rotation of players, they've got the squad that'll probably be able to accommodate that the best.
Drew, we thank you so much, mate. Good luck in taking place on April 14 as well, mate, for down in Canberra, the running festival.
No worries. Thanks, guys.